Blog Talk Radio.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I'm the one and only Don S. McClure. Man, we got an exciting show for you tonight. And I do mean exciting with a capital zero. Now, how's exciting going to be a zero? Because when you a zero, you could be my hero. Oh, Don, that is so good. We got a great show for you tonight. If you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376. And you can listen to the show. Or go to my website, dsmpublications.net, and hit the big red on-air button. And you'll be listening to the show. Or go to blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. So we got a lot of ways. And soon, coming next year, you'll be able to go to DSM-TV and tune in. I don't care where you are. In a hole. In a boat. In a float. In a anywhere, you'll be able to hear the great one, Don S. McClure. So don't be Jay out there, because I'm coming, and I'm whooping, and I'm stunning, and I'm just crazy. All right, it's 7:05. We're not going to delay tonight. We usually start about 7:07, but we got some great tracks for you. We're going to open up the show with Angie Stone. I wish I didn't care about you. And I got so tired of hearing that song. All the little cheerleader girls. Then I wish I didn't care about you. I said, okay, all right. Calm down. Don't have a hissy fit. Throwing pies at me. Moon pies at that. That's not even a real pie. All right. Let's get to going. Like the saying on the DSM-TV website, let's get going now. Wish I didn't miss you. I wish I didn't miss you. Oh, man. We got a great show for you tonight, man. I kid you not. Our subtitle, Actions and Thoughts. That's going to be the topic at 7:45, 7:50. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a wing-dang-doula. I'm going to play this track by a guy that I like, a song for you by Michael Bublé. And I haven't played anything new by him, so I'm going to have to go on, look it up, see what's going on. Oh, and we've added something new to our Jazz Wednesdays. We will select two tracks from the great state of Texas, producer Sharon Banks, who picks a lot of great music. We're going to actually pick up two of her tracks and play it on the jazz show. And she is good. And she said, thank you, Don. You are just the great kabunka. But she did say thank you. And she's all excited. So every Wednesday, two of the tracks out of our 18 tracks will be selected by Sharon Banks. She works for the Black Academy of Arts and Letters. That's a deep organization too, man. And she's helping out another young radio producer. She's doing his stuff. So she got talent, man. She was friends of mine for a long time. So we welcome in her into the world of Don S. McClure, my friend, Texas, Sharon Banks, producer. All right, let's get to this track, a song for you by Michael Bublé.
So many places in my life and time, I've sung a lot of songs, I've made some bad rhyme. I've acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching, but we're alone now. And I'm singing this song for you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I've treated you unkindly, but girl, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. So darling, can't you please see through me? 'Cause we're alone now, and I'm singing my song for you. You taught me precious secrets, the truth withholding nothing. You came out in front and I was hiding. But now I'm so much better, though if my words don't come together, listen to the melody, 'cause my love's in there hiding. Thank you.
space or time. I love you for my life, 'cause you're a friend of mine. Ooh, and when my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone and I was singing that song for you. And when my life is over, remember when we're together. We were alone and I was singing my song for you.
Track to, you know, I'm singing a song for you. I'm singing it. I'm cutting it. It's a cutter-usky. A cutter-usky? Nah. Oh, man, we got a great show for you tonight. I'm telling you, we got some date, man. Wednesday, man, we had some dangerous jazz. I mean, that jazz was dangerous. I'm surprised I didn't go to jail for playing such good jazz. The FBI was checking me out. The CIA, the KGB. Don, you play good jazz. Where you get that from? You must be a spy. I am. I am Boris Bedenov. Oh, man. Hey, let me play this track by Charlie Wilson. Unforgettable. I mean, our tracks are just bad.
Sailing on the tropical sea, enjoying the trees and the breeze. Uncle Charlie.
Sugar!
Unforgettable, you got the light. Yeah. Give it to you when you give me right. Yeah. Unforgettable, you got me light. Yeah. You got me like that, I know you like that.
I could stare at you forever. I don't want to miss a thing. In your arms I will surrender. You're my one and everything. Love in the air, this beautiful light. Your kisses, champagne on ice. Let down your hair, don't cover the lies. Oh baby, it's clear to see that you are perfectly unforgettable. Priceless masterpiece, indescribable. You are perfectly unforgettable. Brought us close together. Your love satisfies my soul. Have no fear, I'm your protector. Shades of gray you'll never know. Love in the air, this beautiful night. Caviar kisses, champagne on ice. Let down your hair, don't cover the light. Oh baby, it's clear to see that you perfectly unstoppable.
by your high. Hug you up, stay on your case, off the squeeze your tight. You know I need you by my side each and every night.
Right.
She tell me say she can't live without her baby.
That's right.
And she say she want cuddle underneath me. I thank the Father for the gift that he gave me. Sweetness, you have the touch to drive me crazy.
Oh, baby,
she's unforgettable.
Actually, I was over on the other computer, and I said, oh, the song is going on. So I got to move the chair across the room and get to the other side. Oh, man. That's deep, ain't it? That is too deeper leaper. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure on a Friday night. And we got some dangerous music for you tonight. Our subject matter later on is actions and thoughts. We want you to think about that. And we're going to jump to a track that I'm going to play by Angie Stone. So for you, those of you who just tuned in, we already played Michael Bublé. We already played Angie Stone. Wish I Didn't. Think About You, Don S. McClure. My producer is like, Don, that's not the name of the song. Okay, all right. Okay, just try to bust my bubble. Anyway, listen, Angie Stone, Life Story. And when I come back, man, we got more dangerous music for you on the Don S. McClure Show.
Every little thing, and I'm looking
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information, The Don S. McClure Show.
And we're back, and you're listening to The Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only Don S. McClure. You know, sometimes I'm watching these movies, right? And I'm like, man, I can't wait to produce my own stuff. And I'm getting closer, closer. Like you could look into my eyeballs and see me progress. Oh, man, I like that. Hey, I'm going to jump to a track by Peter White. And yes, I played it on my jazz show. But it's I Want to Know You Better. I want to feel your body next to mine. Oh, my God, my priest is on the line. He's like, Don, stop. Have some faith. I forgive you. I'm like, forgive me for what? He said, you need an exorcism. Let me play this track by Peter White. I want to know you better. Man, these girls be jamming on here. I want to feel your body, B-O-D-Y, next to mine.
Just a little bit, yeah. gonna peel your heart. Nah, nah, nah.
Wow, man. Hey, did you know I already did one mix on that? And actually, during the weekend, I'm going to work on another mix and make it even longer because I like that track. I like it, man. I like that. And you know when I like something, I get into it. I get deep. I get to feeling it, holding it, squeezing it, just squeeze the life out of it. Todd, what is wrong with you? Hey, I'm going to play this track by Anthony Hamilton. It's called Falling in Love. Ah, Anthony Hamilton. And I think I'm going to sing this. So y'all be ready because I'm going to turn Anthony down. And the voice you're going to hear is going to be mine. So I can get a point across. So listen in. Are you ready? You set? All right, Don, cut the big mic on. Lights on. Here we go. Don S. McClure replacing Anthony Hamilton.
I've been wanting so long to be next to you, and I ain't got the nerve but to tell ya, baby, you keep me up through the night time, thinking about your love and affection, and I've been drawn to you, and I hope you feel the same, and if I questions of warmest affection. Don't choose to act, it's unnoticed. At that moment, your heart filled with laughter. Don't lie about how you feel. That chance might slip away. And if I could have my way, I'd spend my life with you, falling in love.
Cut, man. That's a track. Man, you know, I'm breathing hard. Man, it's just, it's some bad tracks on tonight, man. You know, so you got to get ready. Because you know what? Tonight's topic, actions and thoughts. Got to watch it. Might make a wrong decision. Might jump too fast. Might jump too slow. Might miss the boat. Hey, I'm going to play a track by Glenn Lewis. Falling Again. Oh, man. Oh, man. Man, my heart is beating fast. My fingers are sweating. My eyebrows are full of water. What's going on? I got the feeling. Don, play Glenn Lewis. Okay, all right, all right. I wanna fall in love like we first met. That kiss just drove him crazy. Ooh, didn't that sound Latin, man? I wish I knew the word. Oh, man. That's one of my favorite tracks, too, man. That's my God, yeah, man. Glenn Lewis can cut. Man, he could cut it up. We got to take a quick break. But when I come back, man, we got more great music for you. We got some Angie Stone, some more. We got some Commodores. We got some Lettucey, Carl Thomas, Brian Culberson. I mean, who else? Man, we even went back and got some Teddy Pendergrass, Joy. But we got next Michael Blueblade, and he said, Don, I just haven't met her yet. He said, I must have been up. I know I've been down. You know, he done dated so much, he just don't understand why he can't find her yet. I don't know, Michael. I'm going to talk to you about that. But anyway, let's take this quick break. And when I come back, man, we got more great music for you. On the one and only Don S. McClure Show. And I see my board is lit up with blue lights. That's a good feeling. That means I won't have to go into cardiac arrest.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Michael Blueblé, but after that, I got to play Mickey Howard, Nobody Like You. I mean, man, that song, now I kid you not, that song tears me up, man. That song get inside of me and just drive me crazy, man. I just go, man, my fingernails be scratching. Yeah. Oh, man, Mickey. And the bass line on that, man. Man, you got to hear the bass line. Do, do, do. Man, Mickey be cutting. So, let's get to Michael. He's already said, I just haven't met her yet. But Michael, don't worry. You're going to meet her. It's going to be good. I promise you. Take the word of Don S. McClure. Because I understand.
Not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track.
talk myself in, I talk myself out, I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it, I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing, and baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. I know that it'll all turn up, and you'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say work to work it out. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get, than I get, than I get. Just I haven't met you yet. Oh, I promise you can, to give so much more than I get.
Michael, don't worry. She's on her way. And I'm gonna let you know. If you come down to karaoke, I'll introduce you. And you'll say, "Don't thank you, man. I finally met her. So, come on. Sing a song for us." All right, there's only three artists that can get into my soul. Mickey Howard, Lela James, and my guy, Anthony Hamilton. I mean, when they sing, man, my blood pressure go up, my eyeballs roll around, and just my tongue just hang on the keyboard. Here's Mickey Howard, "Nobody Like You." I mean, there ain't nobody like me. I'm serious. They ain't nobody like Don Epps. Mickey gonna say, "I've been around the world, but I ain't never met nobody like Don S. McClure." Sing it, Mickey, and listen to this bass line.
Mm-hmm.
Like Don S. Wicklow. I just, oh man. Mickey Bad, man. And you got to see her sing that, man. Mickey Bad. And Lila James, don't get me started on Lila, man. When Lila say, something got a hold on me. She say, oh, it must be love. Go, Lila. And this is my other girl. Let us see. She said, I blame you, Don S. McClure. I didn't change my ways, feeling good. I blame you. And then we're going to get to our subject matter. My producer flag and be like, Don, when you going to talk? Oh, okay, all right. So let me get to this. Let us see. After Mickey, man, we got some bad artists, man. Bad. So stay tuned. Man, I'm so glad to see my board lit up with blue lights. Man, that's a good feeling. Let us see. I blame you.
Not the same.
Odyssey, man. Did you know she was in Indiana at the Horseshoe Casino? And she was, I think she was here last year. Let us see. That girl can cut, man. And she's one of my favorite artists that I play. All right. We got to get to actions and thoughts. Man, I'm wound up. Adiba dapa doop ba. Ba dee dee dee. See, I could cut, man. cut yourself. That's about it. All right. Let me get ready for some more of the Donettes McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. It is 8:05. Time is flying. All right, our subject matter for tonight on the Lifestyle Show, and we're on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Oh, and I finished the notepads for Monday's lecture. Man, they are so beautiful. They got a picture of me on there. But we're talking about how to write with the key element, emotions. So that's going to be 6 to 7. And it's going to be good at the Hammond Library in Hammond, Indiana. So don't forget to try to get out there. All right, we're talking about actions and thoughts. You know, your thoughts make you do a lot of actions. And you tell yourself you've pondered it, you've gone over it, you've looked at it left and right, you've made a decision, then you think it back, then you make another decision. But your thoughts are what creates your actions. That doesn't mean you're always right. Well, that's the thing about life. You got to take a chance. And sometimes you get it right. And sometimes you get it wrong. Sometimes you analyze too hard. And sometimes you analyze too wrong. And sometimes you are right on the money. But your thoughts is what drives your actions. Whether you get up and go to work, whether you stay in the bed, whether you work on your projects and fulfill your dreams and build your desires, or you lay back and say, nah, maybe next year, maybe year after that, maybe year after that. You know, I was talking to a young man in the grocery store, and there were two young men. But before I got to the second one, this guy walked up, and he said, Mister, I don't want any money, but I'd like for you to buy me something to eat. Because I'm homeless. Now, I looked at this guy, big, healthy-looking guy, had on a leather jacket, looked like he had been working somewhere. That's how he got so big. So I said, no, man, I don't have it. So he said, oh, okay. Then he asked a couple other people. Then a young guy came in. Had on his jeans and stuff, He was ordering something to eat himself. So he asked this guy. So the guy said, okay, yeah, I'll buy you some lunch meat or something. So anyway, the young guy came over where I was, and I was ordering some French fries, some special ones that were cut like waffles. So we started talking. He said, how's your day? I said, my day is good. I said, but you know what, young man? In life, you're going to get some challenges. And it's how you deal with those challenges that will help you prepare for the future. Thank you. He said, I've been thinking about things. I said, yeah, you don't want to always find yourself in bad conditions. He said, yeah, I'm listening to what you're saying. And I gave him my card. And I said, you know, keep going in whatever it is you're doing, because it looks like you're headed in the right direction. And he said, thank you. So the other guy came over, and he picked up his lunch meat, and he heard us talking. And he had this look on his face like, why are you telling him that, man? He might not buy my lunch meat. But I had seen this heavyset guy about 5, 6, 7 times doing the same con game. So his thoughts were to get something free. Actions from a couple of people were like, go away. But he met this young guy, and the guy felt sorry for him, which was his actions, because his thoughts was, well, okay. Now, there is no right or wrong to the scenario. But the heavyset guy is always up there doing the same thing every day. But the young guy said, okay. Now, the actions, is he going to continue going up to the stores, begging, asking for handouts, possibly go to jail because you panhandling, just to see what you could get? Or is he going to take all that energy and find some employment, if that's what he really wants? See, your actions and your thoughts, only you know what they are. Only you know if they're sincere or not. So when you make your decisions, try to make the best ones. Don't listen to what everybody else says. Try to make the best decisions for you. Because your thoughts will lead your actions. And you'll get the answer to them. You could be wrong. You could be right, but you will get the answer. It will show up like a brand new penny. And so I want you to think about that. We're going to play this track by Angie Stone called Life Story. And it's kind of talking about what we're talking about now, actions and thoughts.
Pondering every little thing.
And that's Angie Stone. Actions and thoughts. She said, hey, you know, we don't know what tomorrow brings. So you just got to try to things out. We're going to jump to a track by P.J. Morton. Only One. Featuring the amazing, the talented, the best in the world musician, Stevie Wonder. Stevie Band. I think Stevie just going to sing forever.
I'm pretty sure I don't need anything else. This is the best feeling I've ever felt. I know it took a long time, but now I'm here. And I ain't going nowhere. But I only see you, yeah. I'm so focused, everything else is in my rear view. And tell me what it's going to take for you to see. I only wanna be with you, say girl, you know that you're the only one that I want. The one that I want, the one that I want. You know that you're the only one that I need. The one that I need, the one that I need. I know you've heard me say the same things before, but this time's different, I'm sure that I won't love. So just give me one more chance, I won't let you down. Just watch what I show you, watch what I show you now. I know that forever is a long time, but there is no other choice in my mind. Check it out.
joy, joy to be. Really time I'm near you, I get such a rush, crave to feel your tender touch, magic moment, paradise, oh baby, life is too damn short to let you get away, here to say I need your love, oh baby, there's no greater pleasure than you give to me, hear me baby,
Yeah.
Hey, I was just reading that Kelly Price is missing. She had COVID, and she wrote on her Instagram that she was going into quarantine. And last Saturday, I guess the police went over there to see if they could find her. And she's nowhere to be found. So I'm going to keep track of that story. Kelly Price. You know, I play a lot of Kelly's. And great singer. People out there, listen, take COVID serious. It's no joke. So Kelly Price has been tested, and they said she had COVID. She said she had a splitting headache. She really wasn't feeling well. So all this about COVID ain't real, and COVID ain't going to get me, and I ain't going to do the shots and all that stuff. Quit playing yourself. And be careful out there, because COVID is real. We're going to jump to a track. It's 827 by Carl Thomas. It's called Summer Rain. And man, you know, I like Carl Thomas.
Let it rain on me.
Dreams 9 on the Field is more than a story. It is an emotional reading from the heart as you witness a mother feeling lost when her doctor informs her her child is 90% blind. While reading, you will try to understand a father's anguish, believing he has done something wrong in his early life before marriage, and now he is being punished through the birth of his first child by God. Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is the story of fortitude, courage, and love that these two parents will drive home to their child as she faces her future world in life, while at the same time arming her with an understanding to combat all the challenges that will come her way, from learning how to walk as if she were not born blind, to building a positive attitude about herself and never looking in the mirror to see a child with a handicap, but rather a young woman who has a God-given talent to pitch 100 miles an hour with the hope to play on a regular high school baseball team called the Chicago Red Sox. Yes, Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure as a touching family story, but it is a reading you will hold close to your heart. Available on his website, dsmpublications.net.
And we're back, and that's Beyond Dreams. That's a heck of a book, man. And that's the book I'm going to use Monday at my lecture, along with the true story of Bass Reeves, first black deputy U.S. Marshal, 1875. True story. So, you know, we're going to have a good time on Monday. I got my hour lecture. I've got my notepad set up for people to take with them. And I'm looking forward to a lot of growth because black history is so important to promote. So I'm going to be out there knocking your socks off, bringing good information. Hey, before I get to Brian Culberson and Backstreet, which is one of my favorite tracks, I'm going to play Heroes. You know, because we got to have heroes. You must have heroes, people that you admire, people that you want to see go to the top, that will defend you, defend your honor, and defend your people. You know, heroes are important, man. And again, I hope Kelly Price, I hope she surfaces, and I hope she's well.
Captain, to take us through the storm. What makes a soldier ride alone into battle? Can anybody tell me where he's coming from? He's that stranger on the street. He's that child that's at your feet, searching for freedom and justice for all. We've seen them time and again. You know they only fight to win. They're the challengers of and I'm glad we know them. Heroes make the sun rise in the morning. Heroes make the moon shine bright at night. Heroes make our lives a little stronger. All I fear is gold.
Heroes. And man, that's deep. Hey, I'm gonna play my girl. I gotta play Brian Culverson first. And stop eating this chicken sausage on air. But it is good, man. I'm like, Don, you're smacking on air. Okay, all right, wait a minute. Let me swallow a little more. Brian Culverson. I bumped the microphone. Backstreet.
your unique book, I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, this tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
And yes, that's another book that I'm going to have on Monday and be talking about how I took the real life story of a blue butterfly only actually lives 115 days and turned it into a story where it's about reckless drivers and a young lady is involved in a car accident where a guy ran a stop sign and messed up her life. So you see, we're going to be talking about that Monday. Emotions. How do you take that and write and turn it into stories and make it fit like a glove? Oh, man, I like that. I love what I do, really. I do. I just enjoy it. And I'm working on Santa Claus and the Ice Soldiers. Ooh, that's a heartwarming story where Commander KK is going out to bring Christmas home to the children. Oh, little cheering. She gonna bring you Christmas. Cheering. Let me play this track. We got 11 more minutes to go, then that's it. Maybe tomorrow, Zam Joe B. That's, you know, I got five girls. Six girls. I mean, seven.
Maybe tomorrow I'll find my way.
like that track. That's Sam Jovi.
Little black clouds keep following me a day.
Man, that's deep. That's deep. Hey, I'm going to play this track. Now we got 7 more minutes. I got to play this track. Boys to Men. Water runs dry. And just don't wait. It might be too late. So work on it. I'm going to cry all over my computer. I got 6 more minutes to cry. I'm getting ready to get out and say good night. But tomorrow I'll be on air, and it's been reported that Kelly Price is now home safe. and with her family, where she belongs. When I think of home, I think of a place where love overflowing. See, y'all think I can't sing, but I can. Hey, enjoy life. That's all you have, and you can't make nobody make up their mind. They got to do it on their own. All right, Mickey, take us out.
Like you.